The pictures of the long-haired young girls wearing long cotton dresses, leaving Warren Jeffs yearn for Zion Ranch in Texas, made me both angry and disgusted with the adults in their lives. All polygamist concerns aside, these girls are not of marrying age. But what exactly is marrying age? That answer has varied considerably over the years, and perhaps not coincidentally, changed as recently as 3 years ago in Texas, where the polygamist ranch is located. It's a legal question because state statutes provide the requirements for a valid marriage. Typically, they require that the intended have a marriage license and a ceremony of some kind, and that the couple be of different genders, not be closely related, and be of a certain age. Laws against so-called plural marriage are universal and rock solid in this country. In contrast, laws setting the minimum age for marriage have been much more fluid. The plural marriages of young teenaged girls might be illegal everywhere as polygamous, but whether their young age posed a second barrier is a surprisingly close and current legal question. The Supreme Court surveyed all 50 states 3 years ago and found that the standard legally permissible marrying age was 18, but most states allow 16 or 17-year-olds to marry if they have their parents' permission. In a few states, the requirement of parental consent is waived if the underage girl is pregnant. And in some states, a teenager who is less than 16 can marry as long as he or she has both parental and court permission. The only state that's markedly different is Mississippi. There, even without parental permission and even without pregnancy, girls can marry at age 15 and boys at age 17, a gender distinction that's both traditional and almost certainly unconstitutional. The requirement that younger teenagers get their parents' consent is supposed to protect children from puppy love marriages. But of course, in some settings, a requirement of parental consent is no safeguard at all. At the ranch in Texas, authorities allege that children were carried away to marriage not by their own impulsiveness, but by their parents and elders. So state legislatures have enacted minimum ages for marriage that even approving parents can't get around. In Texas, for example, the legislature amended its law in 2005 to make it a felony offense for a parent to consent to the marriage of a child below the age of 16. That means that in Texas, as in Illinois, any marriage of a 15-year-old is legally invalid. But just 3 years ago, the minimum marrying age in Texas was 14. Kansas amended its law in 2006 to set the minimum age for marriage at 15 with a judge's approval after a 14-year-old girl's marriage cast an embarrassing national spotlight on the state's prior law, which allowed boys to marry at age 14 and girls to marry at age 12. And we shouldn't get too smug about other states. An Illinois court explained in the 1950s that at common law in the days before marriage statutes, and here I quote, "an attempt of an infant under 7 years of age to contract in marriage was without legal significance, but the marriage of an infant over 7 years of age, but below the legal consent, was not absolutely void, but was a voidable marriage," meaning that it used to be that the marriage of an 8-year-old was valid unless someone intervened to object. That's far younger than any state would allow today, of course, but in some places, marriage for a young teenager is still possible. In recent years, human rights activists around the globe have made a major push to recognize child marriage as a violation of human rights. But human rights must also begin at home. I'm Amy Guida.